Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio WBBM. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and experts say the coronavirus pandemic has amplified the problem.
From shelter-in-place orders to working or learning from home, COVID-19 has more Illinois residents staying home, creating a greater risk for those in unsafe relationships.
We've actually seen an increase of numbers of families going through abuse.
Jessica Perez-Recias, a senior case manager with Metropolitan Family Services, says they've seen a significant uptick in phone calls and referrals. The nonprofit is asking for the public's help to identify abuse by offering virtual presentations and workshops this month.
The topics are Domestic Violence 101 and intersectionality of domestic violence and human trafficking.
Those interested can visit metrofamily.org, and if you're at risk, reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Some Cook County residents who chose to vote by mail have become confused by the county clerk's website over whether their ballots have been received.
Deputy Clerk of Elections Edmund Michalowski says there's no reason for voters to worry if they keep seeing for a few days not returned when they check their ballot status, especially if the clerk's website shows the U.S. Postal Service delivered the ballot on a specific date.
That not returned vernacular is really just showing that it hasn't been run through the scanner as of yet, the first sorting machine.
For those putting mail-in ballots in official drop boxes, Michalowski says an armored car service will be collecting them each day and taking them to the county clerk's operations center in Cicero. There, they'll be processed and made ready to tally on election day after polls close. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle will lay out her budget proposal at this hour. Layoffs and cutting vacant jobs are all expected to be part of the plan to ride out the pandemic, but the county's chief financial officer, Amar Riziki, says the harshest penalties have been avoided.
There's no new taxes or increases in existing taxes. We do have some increases in fees that are very nominal, which is part of our process where we look at our cost of providing those services.
Preckwinkle is expected to recommend cutting 659 vacant positions, 300 of them in the sheriff's office. County health officials are eyeing up to 130 layoffs, but hoping the final number is about half that. Three men are suspected of using an explosive device over the summer to try to break into an ATM at the Fifth Third branch at Clark and Halstead. Investigators found the ATM with burn marks after the device ignited. Two of the men allegedly served as lookouts while the other man planted the device. Schools in East Chicago will reopen for in-person learning later this month. The school city district has been operating remotely since school began in August, while teachers have been required to lead instruction from their classrooms. Under the new model, which begins October 26th, students will attend school 4 days a week with virtual learning on Wednesdays. Administrators say they'll monitor the data to make sure COVID-19 rates remain low. The association representing high school basketball coaches in Illinois hopes it can convince Governor Pritzker to let schools go ahead with their basketball seasons next month, despite the pandemic. Jim Tracy is the executive director of the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, who says COVID-19 safety protocols during in-school practices across the state have proven that basketball games between different schools can be played safely.
That masks are worn, that hand sanitizer is used, that they are, except when competing, they are kept socially distant, so that things have been kept to an absolute minimum, and the numbers that we got back certainly reflect that.
Governor Pritzker says he's concerned about what he's heard from governors in other states that have allowed high school sports to be played.
They have experienced outbreaks in high school sports or that have been caused by high school sports. And that's something that they're all looking at how to deal with when they've already allowed it.
Even so, Pritzker says state health officials are looking closely at whether allowing games between competing schools can be done safely.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.